Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn released a statement Sunday night that said urban policing is a tough and dangerous job made more so by the toxic, overheated political rhetoric of some over the last few months that has sought to demonize policing everywhere. The remarks come after police say a man seeking revenge for two officer-involved killings of African-American men in New York and Ferguson, Missouri, killed two officers in Brooklyn. There's also word that the Wisconsin National Guard has been put on alert in case it's needed to respond to any actions of Milwaukee protesters who are seeking criminal charges against the now-fired white police officer who killed an African-American man, Dontre Hamilton, at a Milwaukee park in April. Governor Scott Walker approved getting the guard ready after a request from Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who on Saturday blasted the actions of those Hamilton supporters who disrupted traffic on Interstate 43 in Milwaukee Friday night, leading to 74 arrests.
It is a campaign of menace, and we saw it on display in the Marquette Interchange.
Some of the Milwaukee protesters say Sheriff Clark is the one using overheated political rhetoric. Protest leader Nathaniel Hamilton is Dontre's brother. Nathaniel compares the amount of time since Dontre was killed to the period some traffic was disrupted Friday night.
You know, I'm sorry that we caused you a small inconvenience in your life. You know, I think about 32 minutes at tops before things got, you know, to go back to normal. But you do the division. You take 32 minutes into 8 months, and you see how that looked. And it's nothing compared to what we went through.
A decision by Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm on whether to criminally charge fired police officer Christopher Manny in Dontre Hamilton's death could come soon. Many of the Hamilton supporters are part of the group the Coalition for Justice. The group met last night and said the ACLU is interested in seeing photos or video of Friday night's arrests. The group also referred to the killings of the New York police officers and said it does not condone senseless acts of violence against anyone. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.